you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars.
Welcome to the AAA podcast for June 2019. In June, we reach the summer solstice. The sun, which has been climbing steadily up the sky since the last winter solstice in December 2018, is about to reach its most northerly point, 23.25 degrees above the celestial equator. It will reach this point at 5 p.m. British Summer Time on June the 21st. After this, it will start its long journey back down to the sky to the winter solstice on December the 21st. At the beginning of June, the sun will rise a little before 5 a.m. British Summer Time and will set around 9 p.m, giving around 16 hours with the sun above the horizon. At the end of the month, the sun will rise around 4:40 a.m. and will set around 9:20 p.m. This represents an increase in the time that the sun is above the horizon of only about 40 minutes. The moon will be new on June the 3rd, and will reach first quarter on June the 10th. It will be full on June the 17th and will reach last quarter on June the 25th. None of the planets are ideally positioned for observations this month, despite the fact that Jupiter reaches opposition on June the 10th. It can be found shining at magnitude -2.6 in the constellation of Ophiuchus. Unfortunately, it will not attain a high altitude at this opposition, when it will be only 16 degrees above the horizon at 1 a.m. British Summer Time. Nevertheless, it is worth observing, as a small telescope will show the four Galilean moons and the main cloud bands on the planet's disk. Saturn, shining at magnitude +0.2, is to be found among the stars of Sagittarius, following Jupiter along the ecliptic. It will come to opposition a month later than Jupiter, and like Jupiter, will be at a low altitude. On the 18th of June, shortly after sunset, Mars and Mercury will be visible, west-northwest, close to the horizon. The planets will be in close conjunction, presenting themselves only 13 arc minutes apart. Mercury will be shining at magnitude +0.2, while Mars only reaches magnitude +1.8. Nevertheless, with a low horizon and good weather, both planets should reach naked eye visibility. When searching for them, particularly if using any kind of optical instrument, make sure that the sun is below the horizon. We are entering the season when noctilucent clouds may be visible. The name noctilucent means night shining. These clouds have altitudes in the order of 50 miles and thus can be seen after the sun has set, illuminated from below the horizon. They appear silvery blue and can only be seen when the sun is between 6 and 16 degrees below the horizon. They are made by high altitude ice crystals and can be very spectacular. The display I once saw over St Albans Cathedral has etched itself into my memory forevermore. The ecliptic marks the path of the sun around the sky. Of course, it is not the sun that moves. It is the orbiting of the earth around the sun that gives the impression that the sun travels round the zodiac constellations. At this time of year, the ecliptic reaches its highest point above the southern horizon around the middle of the day. As a result, the ecliptic reaches its lowest point above the southern horizon around the middle of the night. The ecliptic passes through all of the constellations of the zodiac. The two zodiac constellations in the south around midnight at this time of year are Scorpius, the Scorpion, and Sagittarius, the Archer. In fact, the ecliptic is so low that only part of the constellation Scorpius appears above the horizon at our latitude. This is unfortunate, as these two constellations contain many objects of interest. In fact, there are 19 Messier objects within the boundaries of Scorpius and Sagittarius. It must be remembered that Messier did not catalogue all the objects of interest by any means, so there is more to find when you've run out of Messiers. Part of the reason for this is that when we look in the direction of Sagittarius, we are looking towards the centre of our galaxy, the Milky Way, with its gaseous nebulae and star clouds. It also presents a view of numerous globular clusters. These objects occupy the outskirts of the Milky Way and thus can be seen more easily from this aspect. There are 9 globular clusters in Messier's catalogues located in Scorpius and Sagittarius. It is worth finding some of these, but it will mean staying up late to let the sky get as dark as possible. Remember, we're so far north in the UK that the sky remains an astronomical twilight at this time of the year. It also means dealing with poor visibility being so close to the horizon. It is worth sweeping the area with a pair of binoculars before employing a telescope. This will give you an overview of the constellations and will allow you to gauge the clarity of the atmosphere. I will now give a short list of some of the Messiers together with their coordinates. M8 in Sagittarius is a large, impressive emission nebula glowing at magnitude 5.8, so is easily seen with binoculars. It is known as the Lagoon Nebula. It can be found at right ascension 18 hours 3 minutes 54 seconds, declination minus 24 degrees 22 minutes 58 seconds. M20 in Sagittarius is located northwest of M8 in the same binocular field of view. It is so called the Trifid and is both an emission and reflection nebula, which means that some of it's giving off light, while some of it is seen by light coming from another part of the nebula. It glows at magnitude 6.3 and can be found at right ascension 18 hours to 2 minutes 24 seconds, declination minus 23 degrees 1 minute 58 seconds. M17 in Sagittarius is known as the Omega Nebula. It is a bright emission nebula associated with an open cluster. It glows at magnitude 6 and can be found at right ascension 18 hours 20 minutes and 53.5 seconds, declination minus 16 degrees 10 minutes 55 seconds. M24 is known as the Sagittarius star cloud and is a dense open cluster glowing at magnitude 11. It can be found at right ascension 18 hours, 18 minutes, 29.5 seconds, declination minus 18 degrees, 24 minutes, 56 seconds. M80 in Scorpius is a globular cluster, shining at magnitude 7.2. It can be found at right ascension 16 hours, 17 minutes and 4.1 seconds, declination minus 22 degrees, 59 minutes and 10 seconds. M6 in Scorpius is a rich open cluster known as the Butterfly. It can be found at right ascension 17 hours 40 minutes and 10.4 seconds, declination minus 32 degrees 13 minutes and 3 seconds. It shines at magnitude 4.2. M6 remains very close to the horizon, so you will need a clear southern aspect to be able to bag it. I will leave you to locate the other gems in this part of the sky. Happy hunting.